To get an idea of how this works, take 12th grader McKenna Cole, who, at a weekly meeting, explains to her fellow students why she's working with a wastewater treatment plant to test how poplar trees can filter water.
We know that it will clean the water, so then I'm going to take the plants into dormancy and see if it will continue to clean the water.
If it works, she says it's a cheaper, greener alternative for taking nitrates out of wastewater.
And then after that, how many trees, how deep the soil should be, how fast you can run the water through, and the whole economic side of it.
To complete her research, Cole has two community mentors. One is Scott Kleppy at the Solon Department of Public Works. He says her class project will help him out too.
We monitor for ammonia nitrogen, but we've got no data for the nitrates or nitrites. So that'll be beneficial to us to see what that is.
The class is called the Big Ideas Group, or BIG for short. Students from all over the district come to a space for startups called Vault in downtown Cedar Rapids on the fifth floor of the Guarantee Bank building. Students spend the vast majority of their time on projects of their own choosing. For the initial class this fall, the Cedar Rapids School District will offer it as an elective option or capstone project. Cole will get credit hours for her work this summer, but she hopes to enter her project in the Google Science Fair as well.
I think it's a lot of responsibility, but you kind of just get it done and to make your project awesome, which is kind of an important reason why you kind of need to like your project a lot, because you spend a lot of time on it.
You know, I think it's something that we've gotten away from over the past several decades.
That's big developer Trace Pickering. He was most recently hired as associate superintendent for the Cedar Rapids School District. He says community buy-in is crucial for project-based schoolwork.
You know, more and more government oversight has taken the place of the community and make the community making decisions. And I think we're seeing a trend back towards people wanting to reclaim ownership of their schools and their children and their communities.
Pickering and his colleague, a science teacher named Sean Cornally, developed BIG while working for the Gazette Company, which owns the local newspaper in Cedar Rapids. For Cornally, it's an idea that's been percolating for years, ever since the beginning of his career as a science teacher in the Solon School District.
And I'm seeing it work. I'm seeing kids come in on a Wednesday or go out into the field to take data or go do this interview on a Thursday without being prompted. You know, and that's the kind of skills that we're really trying to teach kids.
There are no quizzes, no tests, and few lectures at BIG. Students are graded based on the projects they do. It's with obvious pride that Cornally boasts about what his students are doing.
It's like the students are just powerless against the learning. We have one student, he's getting an advanced chemistry credit by building a smoker and doing a bunch of sort of analgesic experiments on smoked meats and hams and bacons and sausages. I mean, it's his day job this summer. I mean, it's all he cares about.
It's a learning model to which the district is committing funding and 3 to 4 half-time teachers. Superintendent David Benson says BIG's non-traditional setup aligns with the state's plans for educational reform.
If you want to think about it in the sense of a pilot year, we'd like to submit applications for some future funding where we could serve more students and we could scale it up.
Just how much, Benson says, is too soon to tell. In Cedar Rapids, Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.